Hi, everyone, and welcome to the FemForce podcast. My name is Rachel Paskman, and I am your host. And today, I'm really excited because I am joined by Rose, who's a self-made entrepreneur turned matchmaker who helps high-achieving individuals find meaningful relationships. So I'm going to be super excited for not just only all of you, but definitely for me to talk about the modern dating challenges, spirituality, and how you need to be aligned in your partnerships. So Rose, thank you so much for being here. I'm really excited to talk to you.
Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to reach out to more love seekers out there, and not just singles, also modern, marriages too, suffering because of the social media and everything. Even the couples are not communicating anymore.
Oh, no, 1,000%. And I mean, you started off as an entrepreneur. So how did that lead into matchmaking?
I was an immigrant woman coming to New York from Turkey. And first husband couldn't do anything. So I had to become a survivor. And I was an entrepreneur, self-made entrepreneur. I didn't have any choice. I wish I could have been a homemaker. But I was always matching people. I was always connecting people, business to business, romantic loves, like whatever, you know. I never thought about doing it professionally because I didn't think I could make enough money because you can't take so many clients. And so I always just did it as a hobby. But 2017, I lost a dear friend. He called me like a couple of weeks before, and he explained to me he's very lonely. He was very successful, handsome, but he was going through a divorce from one of my good friends. So I didn't want to get involved in the family, and I thought maybe they will reconcile, they will get back together. So later on, when I find out, he shot himself and took his own life, and it destroyed me. And I thought I was a horrible person, not helping, not seeing. It was around the holiday time. And so I ended up being in a hospitalized because it just the guilt is so much. Yeah. And I was always spiritual. I always believed in a higher being, but I never actually belonged to any religious organization. But I always worked from the heart-centered, whatever I do. And then I had a Kundalini awakening. That's basically that whale is like just boom, opening, and my world changed. And I realized why I was always, helping people. I was listening to their problems, giving counseling, because I worked around a lot of men. I was in the oil business. I owned a gas station, and I did importing and exporting, manufacturing. I had so many men. Sometimes they were complaining from their marriage. Sometimes they were looking for a partner, and they were saying, Rose, do you have any friends? Do you know anybody? So I was doing all that. And so I said, I guess universe was, preparing me. And then my daughter was already grown. I didn't need so much money anymore. I was in the right age. I kind of had, accumulated enough to, I could earn less. So I said, you know what, I'm going to become professional. And I didn't know the business side of the matchmaking. And I went and I got certified. I asked matchmakers, professional matchmakers, to have to turn into a business. And I hired some matchmaker coaches, and then boom, I dived in. Now I'm, top matchmaker for elite successful singles in Palm Beach.
That's amazing. And do you feel like any of your entrepreneur journey helped kind of get you into this? Because being a matchmaker is still, it's still a business that you're running.
Yes, and of course, because and also I do have like dyslexia and adult attention deficit disorder and organizing and everything. Yes, it is. I need to learn the business, and also working with the more people. It was much harder than working for pleasure, because you're not receiving any money, you don't have contracts, and you just introducing people. Most people think matchmaking is just giving people the numbers. No, when you do it professionally, I mean the way I do it, I analyze, I look at their birth charts, I do the background checks, and some people you can't put them together, they don't align. For example, Most people, they're complaining they're not finding the match. It's like dating without knowing your person you're dating, their signs and life path numbers. It's like a driving without a navigation. And so it's a lot of luck. And that's why people are having a hard time. So I'm, trying to educate people about, how they could narrow it down, who is good for them, because not every signs are a match and they're not very compatible.
Do you feel like that's one of the reasons it's harder to find the right partner now, that people aren't doing the research into what they need to be aligned with?
Oh, no, there's more. And then also changing, times are changing, we're evolving. And we got a lot of great things for women, especially, now we don't need men. We could be, anything we want. But that came with the challenges too. We have to use our masculine energy, which is, I'm a businesswoman all my life. I worked. But in the relationship, it comes very challenging. Dynamics are because we're still in transition and we didn't have any education and we're still settling. Yes, women are now empowered and we're getting stronger, but men is not ready to, deal with this woman now. And, women are doing this work and, emotions, and they're working on their emotional intelligence and everything. How many men you could tell they do that work, especially the type of men that successful women are attracted to. Successful women want somebody equally successful or above because the nature set them for the power. And, financial wealth, like kind of female art thinking, it's equal to, that. They don't need the physical power now. It's like some power. And those are also needs to be worked out. And I do consult my ladies because we energies now. We don't need men to go hunting or, we don't need their physical power.
Yeah, they're a want. It's a want, not a necessity.
Yeah. And then also there's for our income levels, if we are very, powerful, we have everything we want. If we're able to, manage a household without the men providing, how about them? Because some of the roles are changing too. How about the now that some of these days we have a home dads, instead of the, mom staying home, now we have a homemaker, male. Looking into what actually you need. Maybe we, as a sometime we have the money, but we need the emotional help. We need somebody to raise our kids. I divorced from my first husband. I wasn't happy in my marriage when my daughter was 13 years old, but I was traveling internationally. I was very busy and my daughter was very handful. So we decided to live under the same roof. So when I'm traveling, she could have a parents. I wanted to raise my daughter together. And some people say, why couldn't you do that when you were in the different homes? Yes, that could be done with the logical, the good man. My husband, my first husband wasn't such a good man. If, he felt like, if I pushed him out, he would have been very, negative and could have, hurt my relationship with my daughter and everything. So I didn't need money, but I need somebody to look after our daughter. So now it's like I say, when you're looking for a partner, and yes, maybe nature created us to look for a strong man, but really now you're a strong woman though. You don't need financial support. Maybe you need more emotional support. You need a partner to, calm you down and give you the hug and cook for you when you get home, you know? So we could do that too. The roles are changing. And it's like, what's wrong with the woman coming home and men cooking for him, her?
Oh, 1,000%. And I mean, most people are dating to not date anymore, basically. The goal is so that you don't have to date. You find your person and like that's who you're with. And so you're doing it for that long-term value. What creates long-term compatibility?
Being each other's best friend. And whatever you need, you're finding in your partner. And that's like, and then also you having a set goals. And then when people working towards of the same goals, and they have a lot more longevity in their relationship. And sometimes, why people, raise their kids, and then when kids go to college, and then people, divorce because they realize, you know, they didn't pay one on each other, attention, and they grow apart. But it's the best ideal thing is finding your best friend. It doesn't matter, this is for everybody. It's like, doesn't have to be a man. It's like, we have today, same sex marriages too. Finding your best person to be with and your best friend. And then life partner, So that partnership, sometimes people are, for example, they're hiring coaches, professionals, getting quotes for the business. And they are very careful when they're selecting their business partner. But this, personal partnership actually, it could change your life and quality of life. And I think that's a lot more important. People just don't realize how important is getting, learning how to date correctly. And you could save time and effort and, learning. It's like when you're going to date, think about like a business before you go in and learn what's happening in the trends, trends and what much likely to type of person you're looking for. Even today we have the ChatGPT. You could ask, if you're looking for somebody 6-7 figure income. Now it's like today is like not even 6 figures enough. Like the women are looking for 7 figures. And you look at that age group and then your area, how many men available? And, you could, get close numbers and what's your chances? Sometime, we are delusional,
Do you think like our expectations are too high maybe? Women's are too high?
Not everybody, but some women are, yes, especially in South Florida. And I can't say forever. There's a lot of logical, great thinking, reasonable ladies and also ladies and men. It's like in the dating. It's just not differences of sexes. And some men or women, it's like some of them, they say I'm 10. And realistically in dating market, their dating market value, it's like doesn't even make it to 6. But how can you tell that to a person? I can't, I can't say that, So you don't.
So you try to match. You try to match them with somebody that's going to be their parallel.
I take men as a matchmaking client. Men are, and then also my clients are ultra wealthy. So everyone wants to date them. So my problem, he doesn't have a problem finding it. Date, he has a problem finding his wife. So it's so much easier for me. But working for females, I stopped taking them because it was so tiring because I'm a kind person and I don't want to say, for example, last client I took, I didn't want to say she was keep getting turned down because she was surgeon, So for example, the medical field, the doctors didn't want to date him because she was in the, on the higher end of food chain. It's like she was one of the top surgeons and she was intimidating guys. And there's so many men, they don't like, I put more than 600 hours to trying to find her match. It was very difficult and challenging. But without doing the internal work and I said, I'm not going to do this to myself, but I could teach them how to become their own matchmaker. Because when you're expecting too high expectations, it's really hard. But people just don't know how. I mean, for this, the right match, what I mean? It's like, I don't want to be like online dating. It's like, these two people, great, and put it together.
Work.
Yeah.
So what separates a good match from a great match?
Great matches, people like really completing one another, empowering one another. And then, you could have a partner make you better, pushes you what you could be best at. And so understands you. Good matches, they're okay. It's like they could have a good, stable life. But the best matches are exciting and bring, like, for example, one of them is introvert. Other will be more outgoing and brings more exciting to the, her or his life and completing. It's like, we don't need same of us. We need the opposite of us to bring some excitement into our life and then also make ourselves better. Because we are humans. It's like, we always want whatever we have, we want better. Like, for example, when we buy a first house, we say, this is our dream house after a while, 5-6 years later, we want something bigger, right? And then our first car, it's like, it's our dream car. And then we want it more expensive. It's like, we want to grow. And finding a partner you could grow with, that's the ideal. And that's the partner, you know, want to grow with you. It's a dance, you know, you yeah. could do that dance forever. And then, you know, like trying new things. But if you don't find your right match, that will be very difficult.
So what does it look like behind the scenes? So if I was fortunate enough to become one of your clients, I become a client, then what happens?
We go through your life path number. That's with the numerology, and we find out, you know, what your strong points are, what will complete you. And then we go, like I do, astrology, numerology, sacred geometry, because I was raised by a shaman grandmother. Wow. So those are kind of gives me the secret code to the relationship. And then we start looking for a perfect match for you. And then I do hire recruiters. We network, and also I collaborate with the other matchmakers too. So we are like a network. Let's say I'm in Florida, and if I need to match somebody in London and I'm connected, or if I need to match somebody in New York or Aspen or California, and we matchmakers collaborate with the matchmakers in our own levels. So because everybody knows their local areas better, but we want to serve people outside of our local areas too.
That's amazing. So you come in and we're looking at my numerical order. What is your advice for them on their first date? Do you give any advice?
First date, I say, you know, just go like you're meeting a new friend. And don't think, most of the time people are focusing on, is it this going to be good? And trying to find something, you know, red flags. If you look, you will find it. You know, don't yeah. look for flaws and look for the connection. You know, try to see within the person and character and personality. And your energies are aligning. How you could do that? If you could just kind of trick your brain, you could say, you know what, I am coming here today. Maybe this is no deal. You know, this is the new person I might be a good friends with. It doesn't have to work. And, you know, I'm just really interested to know this person, what's deep inside. And sometimes you will be surprised. But when we start analyzing people, just checking up and down, and we're missing who they are, because on their first date, nobody actually who really they are, and they're nervous, and you can't tell on the first date. And sometimes I know that people are a good match, and after first date, they don't want to see each other. And if I believe there's, you know, stretch, like their numbers are aligning, I say, please give 3 time try. And on the third date, you come back, you say, no, okay, I'm going to let you go. And once actually I told the client, I said, if you don't do it, I'm just going to, you know, cancel your agreement. And now they're married.
Okay, well, look at that. See, it ended up working out perfectly for them. You yeah. said that your grandma was a shaman. So you've obviously had spirituality in your life, and you've been raised that way with having spirituality around you. So how does spirituality impact who we attract?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
How does spirituality, so like being spiritual or what we believe in or our aura around that, how does that impact who we attract to date?
Oh, yeah. Everybody, you know, we all vibrate into certain energies. We are vibration. We are soul beings, and we all vibration. And when you're like in the, you know, negative, down low, so you will start attracting low vibrating people. And so if you kind of like look around you, and they say, you know, people around you, like the 5 people, you will be like them. It's like it will affect your future, because if you hang out with the high vibration, they're going to affect your vibration.
Yeah.
But when you're on low, you cannot meet, or even if you meet, you don't have a good connection. So if you're a successful people, and you will know that that's a feeling and you sense, and then you attract that type of people too. And sometimes also when women are, well, especially, they're going with the fear lowering the energy. And they're finding this, high achieving man. And then that man is not asking out for a second date because she was in fear. She was generating low energy, but he's on high. So it was repellent. It wasn't connecting. That's why I say, forget about he's your date. Think about he's your new friend. So get rid of this fear. Shut this mind. That fear is the lowest energy. We got to get rid of fear to vibrate in a higher.
But that has to be like a lot of inner work that you have to do. So what kind of inner work should people be doing before they even try to find love? Like, you should be working on yourself first, no?
Yes. Think about like inner work is the, easiest thing. Sometime when I am fearful of something, I say, okay, let's say this happened, the worst thing this happened, what will happen? And then you seeing yourself in that situation and accepting it says, you know what? Okay, I'm okay with it. That's what worse it is. Sometimes just thinking about it, what worse could happen and not thinking about there's, I just like, okay, I'm just going to dream. For example, if you have a financial concerns, you could say, what could happen worse? And sometimes also that those worst things are, it's a blessing in disguise, because sometimes people are so scared to lose their job or lose their relationship. They're stuck in bad relationship. But what happens when you lose that job or that person because universe preparing you something better? So I say, get rid of the fear, stop fearing, and then meditating. Like, if you could do it like, 10 minutes a day, soon as in the morning or before you go to sleep, and just, analyzing and you saying, I'm okay. And gratitude raises the vibration, saying universe, it doesn't matter. It's like what religion, what you believe, just saying, thank you. I have my health. I'm okay. I have a roof over my head. Even though your hard date, you could have something to be thankful. It's like I had such a horrible time sometime. I was like just thankful to being alive. We're going to be just more gratitude and we'll raise and then we'll just bring us to the, mindfulness. And when we think about future, unknown scares people. We get worried and then that raises the tension. And the past, if we remember things and sometimes we wish we could have done it better, we can't do it. Just trying to stay, do it best you can today. Don't worry about it. Because, and in the end also, because I'm also, enlightened person, I wish I knew all this before, but I didn't. It's like I awakened fully in 2017. Life is actually, it's like a movie and you don't have, it is like a kind of like a, you would think, it's like why creator, if it's love, why some people are suffering and there are some people homeless and we have this. Actually, everybody is your, like you say, you're the star, main actress, and everybody around you is your people playing in that movie. It's like actors and actresses. And so even that homeless person you see, it's playing their role. And that chooses to play that to, this movie to complete. So everything, you don't have any, the people give you the hardest time. Those are your closest friend in the spiritual world. There is no evil, there's no darkness. This is like a kind of video game we're playing right now. And it's the same thing, soul playing to experience itself through us. And we sign up for this. And as soon as you come out of this and you're seeing the reality. So here you go. So if you could just like kind of believe this and life gets so much easier because there is, we reincarnate and we are here to learning lessons. If you had a perfect life, and can you imagine you coming to this earth, you're going to be like, I just want like just nothing in my life. Everything's going to be perfect. That wouldn't be exciting.
Boring. So boring.
Yeah. And then so if you know this was a game and then you wouldn't be like, have all those adrenaline, all those, excitement. That's why creator wiped out our memories.
That's amazing.
As soon as you come out of your body and then, you remember everything.
Do you feel like having this inner work and, having these realizations and things like that help make women more confident when it comes to dating?
People who's, you know, working on their spirituality and doing the work, and I do see they're more peaceful, and then they're more on their feminine energy, helping them. Because we females, you know, we raise men, you know, it's like we give birth to a man. Yeah. And be more nurturing. And when we start nurturing ourselves and when we take care of ourselves and not rushing, and they are in a better place. And also, now we really don't need, it doesn't have to be a partner, even finding a good friendship, good community, something you like to do. And living alone is okay too. You know, we don't need, but loving yourself, finding the love with somebody or within, you know. So usually the people after the awakening decides to be alone because they find love. It doesn't have to have a partner anymore.
Why do you think it's important for this work to be done like earlier in your lifetime instead of later?
So you won't suffer much as I did. I mean, I wish I kind of knew everything before. It's like there, I mean, there was times I suffered and I wasn't all mindful. And there, there was times actually, I'm going to be admit, it was so tough. I even decided I wanted to take on my own life. You know, it was that difficult. And, but I said, who's going to take care of my daughter if I do that? So it stopped me. She was my will to live. And so older I grow, and then when I, with the awakening, I realized, wow, you know, so, but it, that's what made it exciting.
But that journey had to teach you so much about yourself that you could then figure out for your dating life that helped towards that.
Helped with everything. It gave me a patience, gave me understanding. And also, one other thing I could give people advice, you know, I'm a 6-year-old grandmother, so I lived enough to, you know, could give you guys advice. There's, if you're angry at something, just sleep on it. Most of the time I see friendships are breaking, people saying things out of anger. When you're angry, that's like a kind of, there's no devil. Devil is an ego whispering, and you're getting your anger. And then we say things, we break up our relationships. And sometimes 99.9% of the time, all those thoughts is like, you know, that anger, and it's, you know, not serving us good. And we say things to break people's heart, and then we cannot repair. The words cuts deeper than the knife sometimes. So just take a break when you get angry. You say, you know what, it's good. Every dark night there's a morning. So just learning to calm down, taking a deep breath, and just saying, you know, just being grateful for every day we have. And then with the relationship too, if it doesn't work, it's okay to let go. It's okay to try again. Yeah. And also people are, doesn't have to, like, you know, doesn't have to last for a long time, because every person coming to our life to teach become a blessing or a lesson. And so maybe this partner coming to your life to help you through something, either going to be a blessing to maybe empower you or going to teach you something. But if you look back, everybody coming to your life brings something or, you know, teach you something. So it's okay. Maybe that time finished and then now it's the change needs to happen. But just accepting it, the life as it is.
I love that. What do you think that young people need to understand about relationships? Because it's a very different landscape nowadays with social media and just being inundated with all of the information that's coming at them.
For young ladies, I like to say, because it just makes me really sad to see these days, these beautiful ladies, they've been got advice, financially independent, hold off having a children, don't start up a family, and don't get married before you set up. Why can't you do it all? Why can't you have a boyfriend when you're still working on your career? And why can't you plan to have it both? What I see with the young ladies, men are more lucky. Men don't have that the problem. But yeah, the girls are in their 35 to 45 age range. Some of them, they want to get married. And now when we're going back to, you know, look match for them, these men now in their age group, dating women 10 years younger than they are. So we are having a very, very hard time. And then sometime they're ending up finding a man like 10 years, 20 years older than her. And so when back in our days, when people were coming out of college, they were coming out with their profession and with the partner. Could still work. And
More rare, though.
Plus, if you need to take a break a little bit when you have a child or something like that, you could always go back. And we see, you know, people living longer. And I seen people after raising their children going back to college. And you could always work. But raising children, I cannot imagine being a 60-year-old mother right now. No. I mean, that everything is good and enjoyable when you still in the right age. Yes, you could have a surrogate, you could be mother at any age, but who wants that? I wouldn't, you know? So
no, I've always said, I was like, I'm not doing it because I'm like, number one, I would be exhausted. And number two, I would have to have a partner, and that partner would have to be fully committed to raising that child.
Yeah. And then I have some ladies, they have everything and they could have a child with a, you know, sperm donor and everything. But they say, if something happens to me, I want my child to have a second parent. So it gets very complicated. And that's why, well, you know, if some people are very, very happy not having a children. That's fine too. It's like, I'm not saying everybody should have, because you need to, you know, love being a mother and you need to want that. If you don't want it, it's okay. But if that's in one of your dreams, try to get it done when it's timely. So you will survive and you could do it all. I didn't have any help. I didn't have parents here. And I did it. I mean, I'm not saying it was easy, but the reward down the road is so much better. I took my baby out of hospital in the carry-on. I went to the gas station, put her on, like, we didn't go home. We went to a gas station, put her on the table. Yeah. And she grew up, and my, I was doing my paperwork. She was at my desk. So, we survived. So, and people could survive.
I love that. So, as we wrap up, I like to ask each of my guests thing, but since you've had such a diverse background from, you know, immigrating into this country, having a daughter, starting your entrepreneurial journal, and now, you know, as one of the top matchmakers, if you could give one piece of advice to your 16-year-old self, what would that be?
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. And I was afraidful. I mean, now I'm saying don't be afraid, but I'm human. So to everything I wanted to give it to my 16-year-old, and I'm giving to young people today. I was fearful, and so I worked too much. I would have enjoyed life a little more. For years, I didn't take a vacation. So I would take more family time off. I would have tried to do it. Doesn't matter what, you know. So yeah. I could have invested in more family, love, friendship than instead of doing too much work. So that's...
Totally understand.
Yeah.
Be in the moment. We love that. That's a great piece of advice. And it's good to not be afraid, like, for to tell yourself that when you're younger. To tell ourselves that now, I think, is so important.
Because I didn't have a safety net to fall. I didn't have anybody to bail me out. So I was terrified, you know, because I was doing all this work. But if I lost it all, I didn't have a parent say, you know, can you help me out? I was the one sending money to my parents, and I had my siblings too. So I wasn't just supporting myself. Also, I was supporting my family back home in Turkey. So I didn't have any safety net. I didn't have the luxury to fail. And so I'm like, if I don't send money, they're not going to like me anymore. So I kind of like work too much. And now that's why I take very little amount of number of clients, and I try to spend
live life.
More time with my grandchildren. You know, Friday nights I go cook for them, and I like to spend more family friends time. Yeah. Because when the life ends, and we're not going to say we wish to stay, you know, more at the office. We're not going to say we wish to have more money, because we're not going to be able to take it with us.
Exactly.
Only thing we take is our memories, and then friendships, the love we created.
No, 1,000%. I completely agree with you. Rose, thank you so much for coming on. We're going to put where you can find her in the show notes. So if you're looking for a matchmaker or you just want to know more, you can hit her up. But thank you so much for coming on, Rose. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, Rachel. It was a pleasure to meet your audience. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. We'll talk next week.